بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. صدق الله مولانا. We are still in this chapter in which we are taught and the lesson is given to us that we must command the good babun fil amri bil ma'ruf, and we must stop the evil, not only discourage it or speak bad about it. Nahi means to forbid it. So that is a command for us, that we should be commanding the right and forbidding the evil. Of that we have done three ayats, and now the fourth ayat in this chapter, in which Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing man and the believing woman, they are all friends and helpers of one another. And what is that friendship and helping of the Muslim man and woman? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that they command the good. That is what every Muslim man and woman will do, command the good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they will forbid the evil. So we have to see very much whether that is in our lives, whether we are commanding that which is right and whether we are forbidding that which is evil. And in today's environment, when we have gone so much off track, and we ourselves, instead of commanding the right, we are commanding the wrong. Many wrong things which are happening, we not only encourage it, but we command it. You must do this, you must do that. And we are forbidding the right. Whatever right has to be done, that we are forbidding. So that is not the way of a believer at all. We must come back to our roots and our original and the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and that we should be helping one another all the time in doing the right deeds, whether it is our lifestyle, whether it is our education system, whether it is our free time. Everything must be done in the right way, and we should be commanding one another to do the right and forbidding from the evil. And in an Islamic government, where that is a particular department of a government, but unfortunately that does not exist anymore. Now it is for the ulama and for the, or this is a matter of all the people. Having a particular jamaat to do that, that is a different thing. But this is for all people, mu'mini wal mu'minun wal mu'minat, all the believing men and all the believing women. All of them, Allah Ta'ala says, they are helpers of one another. So we should try our best that we command that which is right and forbid that what is wrong, and not do the opposite. And the education of our children, etc., with the clothing of with clothing generally of everyone, what kind of clothing we are wearing, our lifestyle, how we spend our holidays. And very, very important at this time is to make dua for the Palestinians also. The great, great difficulties they are going through, we should be concerned of that also. That's where it comes, a deen un nasiha. The deen is advice and good for everyone, wishing well for everyone. And particularly the great difficulties and trauma they are going through. It is very, very important for us not just to make a cursory dua, and it shouldn't be that we are not even thinking about them, and we don't even make any dua for them. We should be making duas, and as much as we can, whatever we can do, and we should be very, very worried that such conditions must not spread to any other place also, as we can see how it is spreading now, and it's becoming a global thing, and all people are involved in it. So we should be very careful, and we should come back to our deen. In our deen is our salvation. There is no other salvation, and nobody else can help us besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah, if we displease Allah, then what can we expect, and what can we hope for then? So we should be endeavoring to please Allah, live our lives in such a way that it pleases Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah's help comes. And it did come before also, and it will be still there, but it is for us to apply ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.